The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Stock market is down. Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
It is. It's been a quiet day. In fact, it's been a volatile day. I don't know if you'd say seesaw, mercury door, but it was definitely here and there. It finished down 10, 6,043. I did look at one stage this morning, it was down 40. I looked again, it was up 8. It's all over the place. And this is what happens when you have structural changes occurring in marketplaces. And we keep talking about this, don't want to harp on it, but interest rates did go up in the US. They went up by 0.25%. Funnily enough, you'd expect with interest rates higher in the US, that the US dollar might go up. It went down. I think that's because bonds are priced, the higher interest rates go, the less bonds are worth, and the bonds in the US are mainly owned by foreigners. Maybe they're taking money out of the country. I don't know, but it was sort of one of those funny days. Gold shot up. It was over $1,340 an ounce. Gold shares here today did nothing. Mind you, they had been firmer the last few weeks as well. So
there's no logic.
I put it down to it. Well, there is logic. You just got to think a little bit deeper. But I'm just calling it. It was a tussle today. The market had a bit of a tussle going on. But, you know, the overall themes are still very strong. You know, they're raising interest rates in the US because their economy's strong. Economies are growing in Europe. They're growing here in West Australia. They're growing across Australia. They're growing in China. That's all good news for resources.
And talking of growing, Kevin, BHP at the Global Iron Ore Steel Conference saying there's plans to expand.
Yes, they are. They're talking about South Flank, their new deposit there, or their bigger deposit there. They're going to expand that. We're talking billions of dollars worth of expenditure to do that. You know, they have a massive iron ore project at the moment, of course, and they're talking about expanding that or replacing their mine, you know, the stuff that's been mined. So that's going to make things interesting because I just don't know if there's the people around anymore that can do all this work. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out, but it's certainly very good for the state. BHP are up another 3% today, up 78 cents to 29.70. Rio up another $1.55. There's no real big movements in iron ore prices that's driving now. They're up 155 to 76.78. Why couldn't they have been 76.77? I could have had my seventh thing running again, but that's an aside. Alumina up 11, but so they're up. And to me, that's just big money moving into it. A lot of the big cap resource stocks were firmer today. Woodside were up as well. Would I see them up 64? They're 29.44 now, as I kept saying for weeks now, that they'll be good buying under that $29 level. AMP were up a couple. Macquarie were up. QBE were up 25, but, you know, another disaster, and that'll change. Qantas are up because they're buying back their own shares, up 7 to 6.08.
You hate that.
I just despise it. Elders, good to see them bouncing back. They had a great rise, and they fell all the way back above $7 today, up 32 cents. MinRes had a good day. We know EVs are coming. We know you need lithium. You need lots of things for that. They're up 72 cents, a good rise, 4%, $18.56. But once again, you know, big cap resource stock. So that confirms my theories there. South 32 up 9 to 338. And the rest of them, you can probably raffle the currency. It's been interesting. I did look this morning. It was 77.77.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. But it's not 77.45 now. So it's weakening back again, which I prefer it did. Euros are still sub 160, 159.5. Pound's getting stronger. Brexit's looking clean. So it's nearly up to 183 at the moment. So it's actually quite strong. People with money over in London are pretty keen about that. Might be bringing some back to this great country. But there we go. That's the stock market today.